I see a lot of people have the Holy Ghost and they, or they speak in tongues, and I'm just like, I don't get it, because they seem like they're not of God, okay? So it's just like I said, just because someone prophesies doesn't mean they're of the Spirit of God. Just because someone speaks in tongues doesn't mean they're the Spirit of God. But those who have the Spirit of God certainly speak in tongues. And I see in the New Testament that is repeated over and over again. There are many instances in the Acts. There's a couple where they don't mention it, but for the great majority, they always mention that they spoke with tongues and prophesied, and the Spirit of God came on them. Just like they did on Pentecost, and they were using that as a measuring stick for a while. Now, whether it stopped, well, what if it started up again? Or what if it was going on all the time, and just people didn't know, because it was such a small number? And it didn't make it into the history books. I'm not going to make it into the history books, not the history of Earth. If my generation passed away, do you think they're going to put Paul Strangini in the history books and what he thought? In this age, they'll be just, you know, the Christian leaders who would go down in history right now would be Pat Robertson, Billy Graham. These are the spiritual and religious leaders of our day. Saddleback. You know, all the people who write their books and their bestsellers, those are the people that go down in the history books. And none of them are of God. Though, you know, certainly the Pentecostal movement would go down in history, because that's a big movement. They say it's the fastest growing church. I don't consider myself a Pentecostal. Though I suppose I would be thrown into that category, because I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit as was on Pentecost. But I mean, you know, here, look at, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, or in a tongue, or in tongues, whatever, speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Now see, they understand this. If I were to speak, let's say I was to begin speaking in German to you, sprechen Sie Deutsch, you know, unser Vater in den Himmel, dein Name würde geheiligt. Now to you, now, because this is what people would say, is that he speaks, well, I'm speaking not to you, a man, but I'm speaking to God, because he understands me, but I understand myself. Right? I understand. There's evidence in this chapter that shows, you know, that if someone speaks in tongues, you know, their understanding is not fruitful in it. And again, this is not, if I were to speak in tongues, I am speaking to men. I'm speaking to the German race. You know? I can't imagine that Paul would write this regulation. See, here's another thing that I think that makes sense to me. This regulation, if people were speaking foreign languages, why would people be tempted? Have you ever been to a place where they say, hey, you know, we got this guy from another country. He doesn't speak our language. He's going to talk to us. We don't have an interpreter, but we'll just let him talk. And we'll just listen to him and be edified. I think most people understand that that's not edifying. But if you had this phenomenon where people were speaking in this really unknown language, it's kind of wild. I've been in churches, you know, where they speak in tongues. And you know what? It's tempting for us all to start speaking in tongues. And it really gets riled up. You know, and Paul is kind of cautious about that. But again, a lot of this is supposed to be sort of common sense. It's not necessarily by commandment, you know. So no man understands him. That doesn't mean, you know, that doesn't mean no man understands them. Someone who interprets could understand. And I understand if someone spoke in a foreign language, you could say, well, the people from, but no one present in the room would understand it. But again, I would say, logically speaking, the only reason this chapter even needs to be brought up is because people are speaking in tongues. The only reason this chapter makes much more sense if you're talking about people speaking in tongues as they are commonly understood, which is a language that no man understands. Except by the Spirit he be given interpretation. This isn't a translation as of someone who speaks a foreign language and learned it of men, which is not of the Spirit. Not of the Spirit of God. But these are tongues divinely given. Not just the ability to learn a foreign language. Someone might be gifted in that. I always thought that I had when I put my mind to it, I had I guess because I grew, I've always been able to, I was always good at the pronunciation of foreign languages, Spanish and German when I studied them. I was pretty decent, people told me. I mean, I wasn't terrible. I'm not gonna turn that into a lie by practicing in front of you because I don't really know them very well. So I certainly would sound like a gringo like that. But that's not what this is about. It's really not. Because in the Spirit, you could be speaking mysteries in tongues. You know, but he that prophesies. But again, he says he speaks to God and not to men. There's a line drawn. When it says he's not speaking to anybody. Okay, if they don't talk his language, obviously. But when it draws this contrast between he's not speaking to men, but he's speaking to God, there's a generic idea of men there. You know, anthropos. He's not speaking to mankind. Tongues is not a language of mankind. Meaning, it's not a known language. People say, tongues are just known languages. I can't believe it. Now, what about Pentecost Day when they did understand? Because the Spirit acted as interpreter. It was as much, speaking with tongues is no more a miracle than prophesying. It's not a miracle. Don't get confused. Speaking with tongues is just a sign. In fact, it says so. Tongues are for a sign. There's something that happens to you as a signal that the Holy Spirit has entered into you. Because you will speak in tongues, not making it up yourself. That's the whole point. It's like you could make it up and fake it. Sure, anyone could fake tongues. Just like you could fake prophesy. But I've noticed this, that a lot of churches that don't have tongues don't have prophesying either. A lot of them would say, I know a lot of the Reformation churches say, well, that stuff's all ceased. Well, poor you. So either prophesy speaks to men, because prophesying is for men. It is words directed at man from God for instruction, edification.